If you look at this whole situation, you may call it a Gen Z revolution, fighting corruption and demanding change. But if you look deeper, it's not just Gen Z. Behind them stands Gen Y, pulling the strings with international funding. And let's be honest, corruption exists everywhere, so why suddenly this wave of awareness all at once? It's not organic. An existing situation was carefully nurtured and then turned into a massive political game. The irony is, those funding these protests are themselves no less corrupt, with vested interest that links all the way back to US foreign policy. Take the example of Hami Nepal. It started as an earthquake relief group, but was steadily nurtured, and today it's being used as a tool to topple a government. Now, whether you see it as right or wrong, that's for you to decide.